This is program number LW2143. Well, once upon a time, there was a fellow standing in the warden's office, standing there in his new going-home suit. This happened several years ago. Hi, this is Larry West. He was about to go home from a prison somewhere in the East. The warden stepped up to him and said, "You know, Tom, you've been here 5 times now, and this last stretch has been 10 years long." He said, "But it's been months now since you've even spoken of crime." He said, "What are your plans now?" Well, Tom squeaked in his new patent leather shoes. Looking down at them, he pondered, "Well, warden, I've got it laid out to a T." Smiling, he said, "My sister owns a little poultry farm upstate, and I'm as welcome there as the rain." So he said, "I guess it's me and the chickens from here on out." "That's great, Tom," the warden smiled. "It does my heart good to see a once hardened criminal reform." "Reform?" Tom looked up shocked. "Who said anything about reforming? I'm retiring." "Well, you know, I guess there is a difference. When you retire, you retreat. When you reform, though, well, you do some regretting. A lot of people simply, you know, resign their way of life. I mean, they've just quit doing the rotten stuff they've done for years, yet they've yet to repent. There is a difference between reforming and retiring. Now, I have sat and talked with several dirty old men. If they just had the energy, the youth, even the money, they'd still be doing the rotten stuff they did for years. The only reason they don't do it anymore is that they can't. Their have-tos have sat down on their want-tos. They've just retired. Regrets? The only regret they've got are those strictly that have to do with their own limitations. Hey, the guy who simply retires but never reforms, he refuses to regret. He refuses to repent. He's the guy who deserves all the pity. As he looks back upon his life, all he can see is that he's just been a real loser. And he's still a loser if all he's done is just retire. I want to tell you something. God has a big eraser, but he's not going to use it on a fellow's offenses if all the fellow has done is retire. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about a change of heart. Not a change of health, a change of environment, a change of age, a change of opportunities, a change of limitations. We're talking about a change of heart. Once upon a time, there was a bunch of people who got together and decided they wanted to change the world. They gathered up all the liquor and tobacco and trashy magazines, firearms, counterfeit money, and gambling devices. They put it all together and made a great big bonfire. All the good guys cheered while the others didn't. There was an onlooker who looked to the others in the crowd and said, "It won't work." Somebody asked, "Why is that?" And he said, "Because there's something they forgot to throw in." "What's that?" The man said, "The human heart." You know, it's God who watches inside a man. You can't just retire. You can't just quit. You've got to regret. And regret is what helps you to repent. And you know what to repent means? It means to change your attitude, to change your life. Repentance is what changes, well, the quality of your life. But that happens on the inside. Little Johnny had been told repeatedly to sit down, but he just wouldn't listen. He insisted on standing up on his chair at the table. Well, his father spanked him and forced him to sit down. Little Johnny, beaten and yet defiant, thought for a while, and then he mumbled, "I may be sitting down on the outside, but inside, I'm still standing up." When you retire, that's what happens on the outside. When you reform, though, that's stuff going on inside. And it's the inside stuff that counts. The Bible makes a simple statement. It says, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Thank God, he is a God of second chances. And in fact, God is really our only second chance. Think about it. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.